look forward to tomorrow. Who getting baptized now? Who is getting baptized tomorrow? Are they here tonight?
They're not here tonight.
Okay.
明天有两个要受洗的，今天都不在这儿。
And then we have some of you singing tomorrow. So who is singing?
明天还有人唱歌。
Good.
在吧
？Okay. Great. Good. I always look forward to that.
我经常盼望这个时刻。
You are the choir tomorrow.
明天是我们的特别献唱。
That's right. It actually worked out well. Pastor Shank had an appendectomy last weekend, and they didn't get to practice. So, you're it.
Because we last week's the 那个合唱团没有练习，所以这个星期把我们也加进去刚好。
Now, if you've been here, we've been going through a study called "Changed into His Image."
大家常来这就知道我们正在进行一项一本书的学习，这书的名字就是转变成他的形象。
And the reason that I want you to go through that is because it is one of the studies that has impacted my life more than any other study.
我让大家学习这本书的一个原因就是说这本书对我的生命有很大的影响。
There is a lot of shallow Christianity out there.
有的时候我们的这个灵命我们的基督徒这个灵命很浅
And when you have shallow Christianity you're not able to make it through difficult times
当我们灵命很浅的时候我们遇到困难的时候就会出现问题
And sometimes you're not able to understand the struggles that you go through
当你遇到这些困难的时候你就很多事情就搞不明白了
And sometimes those are struggles with your family, sometimes with just circumstances in general.
有些这些困难呢是包括你家庭的或者就是经常遇到的这些事情。
To understand the circumstances that we have to deal with, we need to know what God says about us.
要想了解我们将要面临的这些情况，我们就要想。就要想了解到底神对我们有什么用意。
Being a Christian was intended to change us completely.
作为一个基督徒，我们并不是要专门要去完完全全彻底的改变。
I often tell people in our church services that you will sometimes leave church not feeling really good.
我有的时候我会给教在布道的时候给会众说。当你离开教会的时候，并不是每次都让你感觉到很舒服的。
That is one of the deceptions that Satan will often use.
那就是撒旦想用的一个伎俩。
We get the idea that we should go to church and come away just all happy.
我们好像认为，我们只要去了教会，从教会出来，那就今天特别高兴。
And I hope you always enjoy the fellowship and enjoy the preaching of God's word.
当然，我是希望你们每一次都是享受我们听到的这个信息，还有我们在大家在一起的团契。
But I have preached messages I didn't even like before.
我有的时候讲的一些布道的一些内容，我自己都不喜欢。
Because sometimes the Bible deals with our sinful tendencies, and we don't like to be confronted about those things.
因为圣经它有的时候是告诉我们面对让我们面对我们这些罪恶的本性而且我们自己本身就不想去面对这些
In the book Changed into His Image He is simply being talking about how to change ourselves into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ
在这本书里呢就是说我们怎么样能够转变成我们主耶稣的形象
And when he talks about change he talks about changing so that we become like the Son of God
当他讲转变的时候，我们就说，我们的改变的目的最后是要变成主耶稣儿子，神儿子的形象。
Last week we looked at how people often misdiagnose the problems that are out there.
上个星期我们学了人们怎么样对好多一些问题有一些错误的诊断。
As parents, we sometimes think our kids are just going through a stage.
作为父母我们就是觉得孩子可能是到了某个阶段了
Remember we talked about the terrible twos and the hormones of a teenager
记不记得我们上次讲过比如说两岁很可怕的两岁还有 青少年那个荷尔蒙不发育期。
When we really look at those things accurately, we find that that's the sin nature exposing itself.
当我们正确地看待这些问题的时候，我们发觉这是我们内心的这些罪恶所表现出来的。
And we have to be very knowledgeable as Christians in order to deal with that effectively.
我们要作为基督徒要非常要有这个知识，所以你才能够解决这些问题。
And when we grasp a right view of man, it'll help us, it won't hurt us.
我们对人的一个观念有一个正确的认识的时候，我们就能够感这些就不会影响到我们。
Now even the author of this book cautions about us about something in the study.
尽管在这个书里，这个作者也告诉我们一些，让我们要小心一些事情。
To understand how to be changed into God's image, we have to look at some pretty bad stuff first.
要想看怎么样能转变成他的形象，我们先要看一些不好的一方面。
There are a lot of people who want us to think that mankind is basically good.
很多人就像让我们要知道，就是说人类总体来说还是不错的嘛。
But when we fell into sin, we actually have a heart that is evil, and we do good only by the grace of God.
我们当时真是被罪所捆绑的时候呢，我们真的是心里都是充满邪恶念的，只是能够通过神的恩典能做一些好事。
On the paper that you have tonight, look at the Roman numeral 2 under lesson 2.
在今天的这个书上，你就能这个纸上就能看到。
It talks about grasping the effects of a right view of man.
看到那个是人类观念正确。是在罗马书上一到三。
And you don't have the points underneath it, but I want to read some verses for you.
我下面给大家读一些章节。
Isaiah 55 verses 6 through 9. You don't have to turn there.
以赛亚书。
Just share this with you, and uh-huh. Oh, you won't have to look them up. Okay. Isaiah 55 6 through 9.
以赛亚五十五六到九。
Says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways.
我的意念并非你的意念，我的道路并非你的道路。
So here's God looking at us, looking at Tracy and saying, your thoughts are not the same as my thoughts.
就像神在看我们，看到 Tracy 姐妹的时候就说，嗨，你的意念不是我的意念。
And your way is often not my way.
你的道路通常不是我给你所指定的道路。
That's the effect of sin on man.
这就是这个罪恶在人身上的对人的影响。
Another verse is Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2 that says that we have to set our minds on things above, not on things on the earth.
另外一个就是哥罗西书第三章一到二节，就是说你要把你的目光放在天上的事情。
That is that I have to intentionally set my thinking or intentionally think on spiritual things.
也就是说我们真是要着重看我们自己在想什么，要把我们的意念放在天上的事情。
Jeremiah 17:9 is a verse that some of you might know.
杰米书十七章第九节。
It says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
就是说人的心是邪恶的罪恶的就是谁能知道他呢
Now unfortunately nobody's heart is excluded from that
当然没有一个人的心是例外的
Some of the nicest people I know God still describes them with a heart that is desperately wicked
就算是你我认识最好的人神都是说了他的心是肯定是充满邪恶
And then James 1:15 says, "Sin, when it is finished, brings forth death."
在雅各书第一章十五节说，这个罪，当罪完了之后，就是带来死。
And so that sin that we're involved in is destructive to us.
那就说我们每个人所面对的这个罪恶，对我们有毁灭性。
Now I want to narrow that down with something tonight.
我想把这些缩减到几点。
And I want you just to think through with me how sometimes that sinfulness is displayed.
跟我一起，我们大家想一想，那这些我们的这些罪恶的，这些罪恶是怎么样表现出来的呢？
Let me ask you a question. I need you to respond to this for me.
我们下面要问一些问题，希望大家回答。
How many of you are rebels?
多少人是反叛的？
Anybody a rebel?
哪一个人是反叛的？
Okay. Sometimes.
有的时候。
In order to answer that, we would have to define what a rebel is.
我们先要回答，要想回答这问题，我们先要给这个下一个定义。
But I'm going to have to say that when I ask that question, I have to raise my hand.
当我要承认的时候，当我问这个问题的时候，我自己都要举起手。
Because we have a little problem, and that is that we have a tendency to demand our own way.
就是说我们每个人都有这样的问题，就是说我们都想要走自己的路。
When Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, go ahead with that.
当亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里犯了罪之后
，their sin was doing their own thing their own way.
就是这个罪让他们做自己的事情，做自己想做的事情，也是走自己的。
So I know what God said not to do, but I'm going to do it my way anyhow.
我知道神说是怎么去做，但是我要按照我自己的心思意念去做。
Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray."
以赛亚。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都像那个羊一样走另外一个方向。
We have turned everyone to his own way.
就说我们每一个人都要走自己的那个路。
When God describes us, he describes us as people who have demanded our own way.
当神在描述我们的时候，就说我们是怎么样的人，都是每个人都想有自己的想法。
Going to have Janet help me again. Judges 17:6 says, "Every man did that which was right." In his own eyes.
Judge 是什么书啊？
Judges 17:6.
I have checked. I don't know the name. 就是这本书上是说17章第六节，就说每一个人都做，在他就说做自己眼里认为是正确的事情。
You might remember this verse in Proverbs 3:5-6.
在箴言书第五章第三。
It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding."
就说全心去相信主，不要按自己的心思意念去理解神。
Proverbs 12:5 says, "The way of the fool is right in his own eyes."
箴言书十二章十五节就是说，一个 愚蠢的人在他的眼里认为自己是对的。
Proverbs 28:6 says, "He that trusts in his own heart is a fool."
箴言书二十八、二十六节是说，一个人相信他自己的心也是愚蠢的。
And I actually have a whole list of verses here that talk about man wanting his own way.
我整个有很多章节的圣经里面的话语来说明。就说人类呢，每个人都想要自己的道路。
When you come to the New Testament, it says that men shall be lovers of their own selves.
在新约中也是说了，人呢就是说喜欢自己，爱自己。
And so when you think about that, we demand to have things done our way.
当你想这些事情的时候，你就知道我们每个人都要求我们一切事情要按你的意思。
But tonight I want you to look at a specific example of how we do that.
今天晚上我给大家看几个特别的例子，我们是怎么样做的。
Turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
翻到雅各书第一章。
James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
And in just a moment, we'll read verses 13 through 16.
我们待会儿要读第一章十三节到十六节。
And I want you to pay particular attention to verse 13.
我们要特别注意看第十三节。
Okay, James 1, verses 13 through 15. Let me have Janet go ahead and read that.
下面我们读雅各书第一章十三节到十六节。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
In verse 13, God assures us that the temptations do not come from heaven.
在第十三节，就是神清楚地告诉我们，这些诱惑不是来自天堂的。
But then in verse 14, he says, I do want you to understand why you are tempted.
14节就说，我想让你明白你是怎么样被试探的。
That each of us are enticed by our own lusts.
因为我们每个人都是被自己的私欲所牵引。
Well, I can say that everyone in here wants their own way.
是我们每个人自己都有自己的心思意念。
Our own way is different from every other person.
每一个人的心思意念又同另外一个人的又不大不相同。
It's like this. How many of you have fingerprints?
你们多少人有指纹？
Well, all of us do.
对，每个人都有。
But all of our fingerprints are different.
你看的话，就发觉每个人的指纹是完全不同的。
And what has happened in humanity is that we all want our own way, but in different combinations.
人类的很奇特，就是说，我们自己都想要走自己的路，但是又有自己的各种不同的组合。
We have learned our own way based on the environment that we have grown up in.
真是我们是从跟你生长的环境，我们学会了不同的，学会自己想要什么样的道路，走什么样的道路。
There are natural desires and there are learned desires.
有一些是自然的这些私欲，有一些是你在生活中你学出来的。
You help me out. What is a natural desire when a baby is born?
当一个孩子刚生下来，他自然的这个愿望是什么？
What? He wants to eat.
对，就是想吃。Yeah,
that is a natural desire.
人的本性就是想吃。
Nobody had to teach the baby to want food.
没有人告诉孩子去找吃的。
But did that baby come out wanting designer clothes?
那个孩子有没有一出来就要想穿好衣服？
Not yet.
还没有。
That's actually the point, though.
对，建学说的对，还没有。
Why do they want designer clothes?
为什么他们还没有想要衣服穿？
Everybody around them has them.
对，想要的，最后想要，就说因为周围每一人都有衣服。
There are things that we learn to want.
真是我们就开始很多事情是我们学会慢慢要的。
How many of you would like to have a boat?
多少人想要船？
You already have one? Okay. I don't want a boat.
我不想要船。
I get seasick.
我一坐船就晕。
Let me give you a negative illustration.
给大家一个负面的例子。
I know people have friends that if you put a can of beer or some alcohol in front of them, they would desire that.
我知道有些朋友，当你在他面前放一罐啤酒或者是酒，他们肯定是想要。
Some who might be trying to get away from alcohol might even break out into sweat and they would just be really nervous around that alcohol.
有些人一看到酒，他就是真的是看到他都受不了了。
You could put me in a room full of alcohol, I have no desire for it.
但是你要是把我放到一个房子里全是各种酒，名酒，我是一点兴趣都没有。
even before we started going to church when I was a teenager,
尽管在我还没有开始去教会之前，
I never drank.
我在那个青少年期才开始去教会，那之前我也从来没喝过酒。
I never developed any taste for alcohol.
从来不会品尝酒。
And so it doesn't tempt me whatsoever.
所以看到酒没有多大兴趣，不会受到试探。
But that might be different for you.
或者对你就刚好就不同了。
The same thing is true with me for cigarettes or a cigar.
对我来说，什么烟这些对我也是没有吸引力。
The football coach wouldn't let us smoke, so I never did.
因为我们那个橄榄球的那个教练不让我们抽烟，所以我从来没抽过烟。
And so I have no desire for cigarettes.
我对烟没有兴趣。
But if you have a chocolate candy bar,
如果你有一个朱古力糖在我前放在我前面，
That's a different thing.
哦，那就完全不同了。
You see, we learn.Desires.
你看这些欲望都是我们生活中慢慢学出来的。
Those natural desires for friendship and for food and for physical relationship, God gave us those.
这些自然的这些欲望呢，就是像神给我们的，就像我们想要吃，想要友情，还有这些亲密的关系。
And that's what verse 14 is talking about. I have my own lusts.
这个十四节就说我被有自己的私欲。
Your struggle will not be the same as mine.
真是你所所受到的所挣扎的事情并不是我。
And so you're going to have to be honest about what you struggle with.
所以你要看到自己在哪方面在挣扎。
But the point is that all of us tend to demand our own way.
但是最关键就是说，我们每一个人都有这样一个趋向，都想要有走自己的，选择自己的路。
I ask you if you were a rebel, so let's look at three different kinds of rebels.
刚才先问大家是不是反叛的，现在我们来看，我们有三种不同的反叛。
The first one is what we would call an assertive rebel.
第一个就是肯定的反叛。
He's pretty easy to recognize.
这种人很容易就能看出来。
When you tell him to do something, what does he do?
你告诉他做什么事情，他会怎么样？
Whatever he wants.
他想做什么就做什么。
He basically says, I won't obey, and nobody's going to tell me what to do.
他基本上你要叫他做什么，他就说我不要去做，我谁的话都不要听。
You can tell me to be home at 11 o'clock.But if I don't want to be home at 11 o'clock, I won't be there.
你告诉我十一点钟回到家，我不想十一点回，我十一点是一定不会回来。
This is a person who says, I will not let anyone control me.
Hey, 这种人就是说，我不会让任何人来管教我。
That's a person who is completely filled with his own way and he asserts it.
这种人呢，就是他完完全全就是有自己的道，有自己的想法，而且他是肯定，这点是肯定的。
He is in control of his life, and nobody, including God, is going to tell him what to do.
就是说他自己掌管自己的生命，没有人能管得了他，甚至包括神。
As you might guess, that person is quickly headed for destruction.
这种人呢，是你可以想到，很快他就是走到毁灭。
If you read through Proverbs, that's the one that is described as the fool.
这就是你如果读了箴言书，你就知道这种人就是愚笨的人。
And the fool is one who is going to face extreme hardships because of his poor choices.
这种愚昧的人就是他将来要面对很多困难，因为他走到每一条路，他不能做对正确的选择。
And so here's the first rebel. He's just wearing it across his chest. I will not obey.
这种人就是你看他有一个大标签说我不会服从。
We don't deal with a lot of those rebels.
其实我们生活中不会这种人见的不是特别多。
Because as a general rule, I don't find those people coming to church on Sunday morning.
至少反正这些人星期天早上不会来教会吧。
Occasionally we'll deal with one, but it's really not the normal thing for me.
偶尔可能会遇到一个两个，经不是常见的。
Eventually I'll visit them in the detention center.
我一般会在其他地方能够看到他们。
But it's the second and third kind of rebel that is probably sitting here with me tonight.
第二种和第三种可能是今天晚上在座的。
We often think of rebellion as what I described as the assertive rebel.
我们老觉得反叛可能就是刚才第一种，这种就是肯定了，写了一个大标签的这种人。
But remember, rebellion is saying, I want my own way.
这种反叛就说我要走自己的路。
And there are some people who are too smart just to outright say, not going to listen.
有些人他就说，外面就是我不会听的。
There is what we would call a cooperative rebel.
有一种就是下面这一种就是合作性的。
And on the paper you have, we've described him a little bit.
我们在这一张纸上有写了一些。
This is a person who, when he is told to, let's say, clean his room.
这种人是怎么样？比如说，我叫一个人去把他的房间打扫干净。
Are you all ever told to clean your room?
你们这些小孩子有没有叫父母叫你们去把房间打扫干净
？Well, the cooperative rebel does clean his room.
这些合作的这些反叛者呢，就是我清洁。
But in the process, he makes everyone unhappy.
但他在清洁的过程中，他让周围的每一个人都难受。
There's an attitude.
你看到他那个态度，首先就不对。
He slams doors and throws things, and he punishes everyone.
他把那个门关响，又是反正是把拿这些态度来惩罚每一个人。
But he's cleaning his room.
但是他在清洁自己的房间。
Now this person is compliant. He's doing what he's told, but he's still retaining the right to protest.
这种就是说，看上去是顺从的，但是他还是保留自己抗议这个权利。
And there are a lot of people like that.
很多人都像这样子的。
You know that you must obey God.
你知道你必须要服从神。
But you don't do it with a whole heart.
但是你没有全心去做。
You do it with complaining and with a griping spirit.
但你做的时候是嘟嘟囔囔在抱怨。
And so while you get done what you're supposed to do, the attitude is obviously wrong.
所以你做你要做的事情的时候，你看你当中间的态度是完完全全不同的。
Here's another kind of cooperative rebel.
还有一种反叛的。
And we'll call him the duty-bound cooperative rebel.
还有一种是有责任的合作的反叛。
This was me when I was a teenager.
我是青少年的时候，我就是这样子的。
I was a really good kid.
真正是一个好孩子。
I really was. My sister and I were really good kids.
我姐姐还有我这几个真正都是好孩子。
We had a younger brother that made up for us.
我们还有一个弟弟。
But because I had the perception of being a really good kid, does that mean I wasn't a rebel?
正因为我是想做个好孩子，那我难道就不是反叛的吗
？No, I just had learned that life worked better if I did what I was told.
我反正从生活中学来的经验就是说。我如果做我告诉我做什么我去做的话我过得会舒服一些
And I liked the image of being a really good kid
而且我喜欢这个形象人家都说我是个好孩子
And while I didn't give my parents problems or teachers problems
从来不给老师和父母亲添麻烦
It was still all about me
但是我始终内心还是自我中心
I want to be thought of highly
我想要把自己看得很高。
I want to be noticed because I'm a good kid.
而且我想引起别人注意，因为我是好孩子。
This is a person who has learned a simple, clear lesson in life.
这是一个在这个生活中学的一个很简单的一个。
If I walk over to a block wall and slammed my head into it.
我走到一个墙上把头
It will hurt.
就会把头撞坏的。
And so this person has the sense to say, I probably shouldn't do that again.
这种孩子就说，哎，我知道我不会自己头去撞墙。
Now for whatever reason, the assertive rebel will keep banging his head into the wall.
这种第一种就是肯定这种反叛人，他就会头回来回去撞。
Things don't go well for him, so he bangs his head into the wall again.
只要什么事不如意，就头就去撞。
But the cooperative rebel is smart enough to stop hitting his head on the wall.
这种合作的这种反叛者就说，他比较聪明，他就知道不要去硬撞。
But the problem is that it's still all about me and getting my way.
这个问题就说自我为中心。
And this person can really be a manipulator.
这种可能是真是能够制造事端。
Do you remember before Satan became Satan as we know him, what was his position?
我们知道撒旦之前是做什么的。
Grace? What was he? He was an angel.
他是天使长。
Not just an angel.
不管。
He was a chief angel. He was an archangel.
对，他是一个天使长来的。
So here is an angel that was a really good guy.
这是一个非常非常好的一个天使。
But was he a really good guy?
他是一个真正的好人吗？
He had a desire for self to be glorified.
他有一种想去炫耀自己。
And so this person is one who's going to ensure his success by being the best or being good.
他这种人想就是做好事，想自己去成功。
Now this one's a little harder to recognize, and sometimes it's hard for us to admit, but this was me.
真的是这种人是很难指出来的，但是真的是我就是这种。
And when I got saved and we started going to church, I fit right in there.
我刚开始信主的时候，我开始去教会，我很马上就融入教会。
Because I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, and even when people had long hair, I didn't have long hair.
因为我既不抽烟喝酒，你看我头发又不长。
But was I a rebel?
但是我是一个反叛者吗？
Yes, I was, and I knew it.
曾经是我也知道。
Because I wanted things my way.
因为我想自己。
And that was just my way of getting it.
这就是我自己怎么样能得到，我有自己的方法。
And so that's why we'd say this is a cooperative rebel.
所以我们说这种人是比较合作的。
And our Christian homes are filled with cooperative rebels.
真是在我们的基督徒这个家庭里充满了不少的合作性的反叛。
They do what they're supposed to do because life works better that way.
他们什么该做的就去做，因为知道做了不会错。
But then let's look at the third kind of rebel.
我们看第三种。
And this wasn't me.
我不是这种啊。
Very often.
经常我不会是这种。
But we have what we would call a passive rebel.
这种最后这种就是被动的反叛者。
Again, we've listed a couple of things on here for you.
我们这已经列出了几点。
Have you ever said, either kids to parents, or you've said to God, I can't obey?
有没有对孩子对父母亲说，我不能顺从，我不能服从，或者是我们大人对神去这样说？
You imply that you're powerless. You don't have the ability to do it.
好像就说我自己是无能为力的。
The truth is that you're a person who doesn't want to put yourself in a vulnerable position.
其实的道理就是说我自己不想介入。
Your own way is not to get involved or not to take risks.
那我自己的想法就是说我不去介意，我也不去冒这险。
And this person plays the victim because they want people to feel sorry for them.
这种人呢，就是自己装成受害者，就让别人感觉为他难受。
And I do feel sorry for this person, but not for the reason they want me to feel sorry for them.
我真的是为他难受，但是我并不是为他这个原因难受。
Because I've sat with people in my office and I've pled with them to do right.
因为我跟这种人在我办公室谈的时候，我告诉他们要做正确的选择。
And their answer is, I can't.
他的回答是我做不了。
I either have to believe you or I have to believe God.
我要不相信你，要不我就相信神。
And God says you can obey.
但是神说你可以服从。
And the fact is that this is a mask of rebellion that's put on.
这其实是你的反叛放了一个面具。
If we could get that person to really be honest, they're saying either it's too hard to obey or I won't obey.
你让他老实说的话，他说，哎呀，可能去服从太难了，或者是不想。
But it is never right that you can't obey.
但并不是说你不能够。
You can if you'll put your mind to it.
如果你决定不去做呢，你肯定做不了。
I'll admit it will be hard, but you can do it.
我承认是很难对你来说，但是你是可以做的。
There's a second statement that this passive rebel will make.
第二种就是这种伪装受害者他的情况。
He will say, I didn't know to obey.
我不知道怎么样去服从。
I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
我不知道我该要这样去做。
And sometimes this person will claim I acted without thinking.
有些人还会说，哎，我当时没想，我就去做了。
The truth is they acted without thinking about the consequences.
是他们真的是没有想到这个不做的后果。
Try this next time the police officer pulls you over for speeding.
试一下，如果要是被警察抓住超速的时候，你去想。
I didn't know what the speed limit was.
哦，我不知道限速是多少。
It doesn't work.
不会有用的。
That's called intentional ignorance.
这是故意犯错。
I don't know because I chose not to know.
我不知道是因为我选择我不想知道。
Now I know there are times that you legitimately don't know something.
我知道真的是有时候真是不知道一些事。
But there are a lot of Christians who are intentionally ignorant.
有些基督徒是有意忽视一些问题。
You don't pay attention when you're in a setting where you're being taught.
有的时候你真的是在上课的时候，你真的是没有注意听。
You don't read the Bible on your own.
你没有自己去回去读圣经。
And you don't take the initiative to learn what God wants you to do.
你也没有主动去想知道神到底想让你做什么。
And somehow you think that you're going to be able to stand before God and say, I didn't know.
你可能想，哎，反正我有一天站在神的面前，我就告诉他我不知道。
That is exactly the same as looking at the policeman and saying,I didn't know what the speed limit was.
就像被警察抓住超速，你对警察说，我不知道限速是多少。
God holds us responsible to know what He wants for our lives.
神真是要让，就是说让我们自己要对自己要负责，我们该知道的是一定要知道，是我们的责任。
This person's own way is to live for the pleasure of the moment without thinking of others.
这种人的问题就是及时行乐，不去考虑他人。
And so when you come to the place where you say, I didn't know to obey, it's actually rebellion.
当你说要说我不知道要去服从，其实就是反叛。
Here's a third description of a passive rebel.
第三种，这种反叛。
As you know, we have a school here.
你知道我们这边有一间学校。
And one of my pleasurable duties
我的一个任务就是
is sometimes they send a student who's misbehaved to my office.
就是有些学生犯了错送到我办公室来的时候。
And let's say it's something simple like not having your homework.
比如说就像是最简单你今天没做功课。
And here's the student sitting in front of me and I say, why don't you have your homework?
比如学生坐在我前面，我说你怎么不交作业？
And he says to me, I forgot.
他说我忘记了。
Now that might work once.
有可能一次还有用。
But if you try that more than once, you didn't forget.
再来多一次你就不会忘记的。
You just didn't do it.
不是你忘记了，而是你根本就没做。
And this is an excuse where you want someone again to feel sorry for you.
这就是你找借口，就是让别人替你难受。
This person will often come across as lazy, not very disciplined.
这种人就是比较懒惰，不守纪律。
A lot of times there'll be somebody who likes to sleep a lot.
有些人就是贪睡。
And it is not that they are unable to remember things, it is that they don't remember things.
并不是说他们不能记不起来这些事，而是他们不去记。
Because you will find that this person can remember what they want to remember.
你发觉他想要的东西他记得很清楚。
A lot of you have children.
你们很多人在座都有孩子。
How many of you have to remind them to eat?
多少人要提醒他们要吃？
They want to remember that, and so they do.
因为他们
You remind them not to eat, yes.
因为他们想吃，他们就记起来了。
We remember what we are interested in.
我们只记起我们自己有兴趣的事。
And we have to choose to pay attention.
我们而且选择这个要特别要注意。
And this person is demonstrating his own way in that he wants to please himself and to get the approval of a certain group.
真是他想这样去做呢，他就是能够得到一组人的认可。
And it's the idea that no one else really matters but me.
这种人他就说大家的想法都不重要，只是我自己才重要。
And so when you tell me to do something, I don't care about that.
当你告诉我要做什么，我不管。
And so I don't remember.
所以我不记得。
It is, again, a way of saying, I'm going to be a rebel by forgetting.
这就是另外一种，就是说我想作为反叛，就是选择忘记。
And here's the struggle that you're going to run into.
这就是你所要面对的挣扎。
It seems hard to hold somebody accountable when they say, I forgot.
你对那些经常爱忘记的事，你就靠不住的。
But let me assure you, you will not help that person change if you buy into that excuse.
如果你相信他这些借口的话，你就不可能改变他。
When I forgot is accepted as an excuse, they will continue to forget.
当你觉得我忘记了，这个你一直是借口，你要每次接受的话，他就经常会忘记。
If somebody is sent to my office as the principal, they seldom forget again.
当要是把学生送到校长办公室，送到我办公室的时候，他们就不会再忘记了。
Because I don't accept that as an excuse.
因为我不接受这个借口。
And it's surprising how that makes people remember.
你就会发现，当你不接受他这借口的时候，他以后不会再忘记了。
And in our lives and with our children, we have to not accept these excuses.
真是在我们的生活中也是，对孩子的话，我们不要去接受这些借口。
And the reason I say that is because God doesn't accept those excuses.
我说的这个原因就是说神，因为神他本身他也不会接受这些借口。
Does God expect you to remember His commandments?
神想让你记住他的这个十诫吗？
Absolutely.
肯定是的。
He does not take I forgot as an excuse.
他肯定不会可以放过你，就说我忘记了。
Nor will he take I didn't know to obey or I can't obey.
或者他会说，你说我没有，我不知道，或者是我不知道怎么去服从，这些都是不可接受的。
This describes for us a passive rebel who wants you to feel sorry for them.
这种就是一种被动的这种反叛者的，让你感觉到，哎呀，为他担心，为他难受。
And we have to come to the place where we confront that in our own lives.
我们真是要经常去反省我们自己的生活。
All right, now let me ask you to be honest with me here.
下面，好，真实回答我一些问题。
Any assertive rebels in here?
有没有什么肯定的反叛？就是第一种我们说的。
Are you ever an assertive rebel?
曾经做过没有？
Yeah. I mean, would it be that every once in a while you look at God and say, I'm not obeying?
会不会有的时候会对神说，嘿，我真的不愿意去做。
Sometimes we do that.
真的有时候我们会这样子。
Are there any cooperative rebels in here?
有没有合作的反叛？
Come on, admit it. Okay.
真是。
Yep.
承认。
Are there any passive rebels in here that like to use these excuses?
有没有这些被动的说，用这些借口来说？
The truth is that when we study these, we have characteristics of all of them.
真是当我们学的时候，我们就能看到这些所有的这些特性。
But if I ask you to primarily identify yourself, there's probably one of these that describes you more than the others.
如果我们要用这三种来描述自己，可能会有一种更适合。
And it's important for you and for me to realize that I am a rebel.
就是让大家要明白，我们自己首先要承认自己是一个反叛的。
These are designer lust that I have.
这是我们量身度做的这种欲望。
I have learned to want certain things.
我就是学会想要某些东西。
Some of them will be material things, and some of them will be immaterial things like praise or approval.
有些是要这些物质上的，有些是不是物质上，就是说要让别人的奖励或者是表扬认可。
But I've always loved what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
在哥林多前书第六章。
He comes to a place where he gives a list of sins that people were involved in the church in Corinth.
他给了这个保罗给了在哥林多整个教会列出大家不同的罪。
And he finishes it by saying, and such were some of you.
他完列完之后他就说但是你们中间人从前也是这样
It's past tense
这是过去式
These were lust taken to extremes
这些就是把你的这个引起了罪你的这些欲望引起最大的极大的罪恶
People involved in adultery and homosexuality and alcoholism and all kinds of wickedness
就是犯淫乱同性恋淫醉酒各种不同的罪
But Paul said the gospel changed you
保罗说这个福音改变了你
And that is what is expected of us when we get saved
这就是当我们信主之后我们应该得到改变
I won't change because of my own strength
我不会改变并不是因为我自己个人的力量
I will change because God's Holy Spirit convicts me about being conformed to the image of Christ
我改变的原因是因为神的圣灵在让我相信
And there are some things that I will choose to give up because I know it's me asserting my way instead of surrendering to God's way
就是说我有些事情我要去做一些选择而不是选择自己想要做的事情而是降服在神的面前
And that's where you have to consider or what you have to consider tonight Are you demanding your way instead of giving God his way?
我们大家今天晚上要思考的问题就是我们想要走自己的道路还是要按神的意念去行动
When you consider what kind of rebel you are that helps you see how you're demanding your way
当你在考虑自己是哪一种反叛的人你就知道你自己是怎么样想走自己的道路
And I want you to be honest with yourself and honest with God
我想让你对自己还有对神都诚实地说
The Holy Spirit is going to convict your heart about your rebellion
是圣灵就亲自来做工让你显现你是哪一种反叛
And remember when I say that I'm not talking about just that aggressive, assertive rebel.
但我说今天晚上说的不是那种明显的贴了的标签，这个大家一眼能认出来这种反叛。
I'm talking about how we as Christians have put on a mask of rebellion.
而是说我们作为基督徒，怎么样是戴上一个假的面具而真正去反叛
？I can be cooperative or I can be passive, but I'm still a rebel.
可能是这种合作性的，或者是这种被动的，但是。总而言之还是反叛的。
And I won't be changed into God's into Jesus Christ's image until I confront that rebellion.
我们首先要承认自己是反叛，才能变成主耶稣的形象。
And I trust you'll be willing to be honest with yourself about that tonight.
我相信大家今天都是要对自己诚实。
Let's bow for prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father.